Proclamation number 5307, dated the January 31st, 1952. New Testament and Appendix. In the New Testament she read the Word of God which was proclaimed by the human being Jesus and which, after his death on the cross, was also preached by his disciples. Jesus' sayings as well as those of the first apostles were preserved rather untainted, even though minor deviations have crept in which, however, do not significantly change the pure teaching of Christ. But comments had been added which had not been voiced by Jesus or the apostles, which, at later times, gave rise to doubt about the authenticity of the New Testament's content. No accurate evidence can be produced for the authenticity of the letters which were added to the Gospel either, yet they effectively correspond to the divine word and should therefore not be discarded, just like everything else in keeping with the divine teaching of love taught by the human being Jesus on earth may be considered and acknowledged as God's word. However, this does not imply that there are no errors in this appendix, for as long as human hands are at work which do not belong to a spiritually awakened person, God's adversary has also the power to make these hands work for him, albeit not in an obvious manner. And thus human hands carried out the compilation as well as the translations. Human hands accomplished the written as well as the printed work, and even if it was done in goodwill, the Spirit of God was nevertheless not always at work and able to exclude and correct what was wrong. Yet he protectively shielded the divine word, in order to preserve it as unadulterated as possible, and where no God-opposing intentions existed, this word indeed remained pure in print and scripture. Not even the above mentioned deviations could change the pure meaning of the divine word, they could not lessen its value. Furthermore, it will always be possible for a spiritually awakened human being to recognize what is divine and what has been added by the human side. And he will appeal for clarification and also receive it, for anyone who is looking for truth will find it. Anyone who desires it will receive it. Amen.